Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, January 28th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Pack. The United States is reportedly planning to deploy nuclear weapons in the UK for the first time since 2008, as tensions with Russia continue to escalate. The planned deployment reportedly includes nuclear warheads three times more powerful than the bomb dropped in Hiroshima, according to reports by the British news outlet The Telegraph. The shift in policy comes amidst growing concerns about Russian aggression, particularly following its full-scale invasion of Ukraine almost 2 years ago. Commemorations for International Holocaust Remembrance Day were held in Poland and around the world yesterday to commemorate the 79th anniversary of the Red Army's liberation of Auschwitz. The liberation of the camp on January 27, 1945, was a crucial step in revealing the extent of the genocide committed there, which claimed some 1.1 million victims out of a total of 1.3 million inmates during its nearly five-year existence. The Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum hosted 20 survivors of Auschwitz and the Holocaust for its annual commemoration ceremonies, with many local and national Polish government officials, along with international ambassadors and diplomats, in attendance. The much-anticipated historical epic Kos, about Polish and American national hero Tadeusz Kosciuszko, made its theatrical debut last Friday. In an interview with the Polish press agency, director Paweł Mieszlona hailed Quentin Tarantino as the film's godfather, drawing inspiration from his storytelling style while crafting this unique portrayal of Polish history and the life of Kosciuszko himself. In addition to other awards, the film won the Golden Lion at the 48th Annual Polish Film Festival in Gdynia last September. And cities and towns across Poland are joining communities around the world to celebrate the finale of the annual Great Orchestra of Christmas Charity, or WOŚP, tonight. Some 1,000 volunteers will be out on the streets of Gdańsk today collecting donations, with shows, workshops, and a lottery set to begin around 4 p.m. at Ulica Elektrików. The festivities will be followed by concerts at Club B90, with headliners Natalia Przybysz set to go on stage around 8 p.m. More information on today's events, including special historic trams and free transport options, can be found on the City of Gdańsk website.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with very little chance of rain or snow and a strong breeze from the southwest. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, with a high of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of negative 1 degree centigrade or 31 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected to continue throughout the week. And finally, we regret to inform you that the English Language News Service is being suspended for the foreseeable future. An archive of daily broadcasts is available on the Radio Gdańsk website, together with written versions for those wanting to practice their English or just relive various moments from the past 5 years. We've enjoyed giving our Polish listeners the chance to listen to a diversity of native speakers in English and bringing our foreign listeners closer to Polish news, traditions, and history. Thank you for being with us, and we hope to return in the near future. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.